This is USSFCU's Spotlight Podcast, presented by United States Senate Federal Credit Union, with your host, USSFCU's President and CEO, Timothy Anderson, and special guest, U.S. Senate Chaplain Barry Black. Now for the interview.
Okay, sitting here with United States Senate Chaplain Barry C. Black. We were just actually off camera talking before the camera turned on and really enjoyed some of the things that we were talking about and just connecting on some of the similitudes that we have, knowing some of the same people and church. And I really enjoyed that part of it, sir. But Chaplain Black, again, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll just get right to it. You've been a loyal supporter and member of the United States Senate Federal Credit Union for many years. What is it about our credit union and the credit union movement in general that has earned your support?
Well, I found what I was looking for in the United States Senate Credit Union. I came to this office in the Capitol building on the third floor and felt that I had come into a place of worship, a cathedral of freedom. And then to my pleasure, I also discovered that there was a credit union available a stone's throw away. It was a credit union that was not only courteous and convenient, but it had competitive rates, and it was just a perfect fit. It was Goldilocks, too hot, too cold, just right. So I found the United States Senate Credit Union on Capitol Hill just right.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Chaplain Black. And you dedicated your life to service, service to others at an early age. What was the driver behind that, and specifically your service in the clergy? Yeah.
I dedicated my life to the Lord at a very early age because of my mother. My mother, Pearline Black, was the daughter of a South Carolina sharecropper. She only had a fourth grade education. She migrated to Baltimore. I would tell you the date, but it's classified because you'd know how old I am. And she was pregnant with me after she lived in Baltimore for a while and had met my father. And she went to an evangelistic meeting because the minister sent an evangelistic handbill with the sermon title, "The Day Money Will Be Thrown in the Streets of Baltimore, Maryland, and No One Will Stop to Pick It Up." My mom said, "I'm not going to stay for the whole service. I just want to find out when the money is going to be thrown and where it's going to be thrown. Then I'm out of there." Well, she was drawn into the worship, accepted Jesus Christ, and as she was immersed in the baptismal font, she asked for a special anointing on her unborn child. And I was that unborn child in her womb. So I have never wanted to be anything but a minister. And I believe it is because of the prayer my mother prayed when she was pregnant with me and was baptized at the same time.
Fantastic. No, thank you for sharing that. And as we were talking off camera, you know, I grew up as a pastor's son, and my dad was a pastor in the Church of God, and it just kind of spreads throughout generation through generation, and all of us have become a part of the church. So thank you for sharing that. And Chaplain Black, before coming to the Senate, you had a highly decorated 27-year career in the United States Navy, rising to the rank of 2-star Rear Admiral and serving as the first African-American Navy Chief of Chaplains. First of all, thank you for your service. My question would be, how did your career in the Navy shape you as a person and prepare you for your current role?
The Navy really prepared me for my current role as a chaplain in the legislative branch of government, because the Navy ministry is what we call a pluralistic ministry. And by pluralism, I'm referring to the fact that you get an opportunity to pastor across the spectrum of religious traditions. So I don't just pastor Christians. When Ramadan comes around, I want an imam helping out with the special seasonal observances of Islam. We've had Hindu priests come in. I've got a picture on the wall of the Dalai Lama coming here, a Buddhist, as a guest chaplain. So as a military chaplain, you meet the spiritual needs of everyone across the religious spectrum. And that really prepares you to do pluralistic ministry in the legislative branch. So it was marvelous preparation. In fact, when the committee interviewed me for the job, I said to them, I believe under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I said, gentlemen and lady, you have been doing it all wrong. You have been selecting chaplains off the rack. And off the rack can look pretty good if you tweak it here and tweak it there. I said, but you need someone who's had an experience of providing ministry across the spectrum of religious traditions, a pluralistic ministry, and that's what the Navy has provided me. I said, the choice is yours, off the rack or tailor-made. So that's the preparation.
Off the rack or tailor-made. Thank you again, Chaplain Black. So in 2023, you'll be celebrating 20 years this year, celebrating 20 years of serving as the Senate's chaplain. How has the community changed over the years? And equally importantly, how have you changed?
In 20 years, there have been quite a few changes in my life and in the life of the nation. And I think what happens in the legislative branch, it reflects the changes. In the 20 years, we got an African-American president, which I never expected to see happen in my lifetime. In the 20 years, we had a subprime mortgage crisis freefall, which had an amazing effect. In the 20 years, we had 9/11, and on it goes. It's been an amazing ride, and the kind of polarization we see, the kind of patriotism we see, I think it's all a part of the experiences we as citizens have gone through in these 20 years.
Fantastic. Thank you again. So to kind of follow up on that, so you've seen the community through several difficult times. There have been some difficult times, from the Great Recession to government shutdowns, and most recently, COVID-19. Racial injustice, political unrest, all of which has taken a toll on many people mentally, physically, and spiritually. How have you been able, because it's a big job, how have you been able to guide folk through these times, and how do you keep yourself in a position to always help others?
I have been able to guide people through challenging times because I have a secret weapon. That secret weapon is the best-selling book of all times, the Holy Bible. The Bible self-declares that it is a lamp for our feet and a light for our path, 119th Psalm, verse 105. It also says, John 17, 17, that it is truth. Now, in trying to make decisions, you have to learn how to think deductively. And thinking deductively involves knowing when something is true or false. Well, if you have material that says this is truth, and you hear something that deviates from that manual, then, you know, maybe I need to start asking some questions. So I guide myself by a GPS, a godly positioning system, and that is the Word of God, a lamp for my feet and a light for my path.
GPS, a God positioning system. I love that. Absolutely love that. And Chaplain Black, our nation seems to be more divided now than it has been in a long time. Your invocations are renowned for their honesty as well as their inspiration. What words of inspiration and honesty would you give to the members of the 118th Congress, and to all of us, but to members of the 118th Congress in addressing division?
I would say to the members of the legislative branch and those who work on Capitol Hill, and also to citizens of the nation, particularly those who are believers, to don't become weary in doing the right thing. It is never wrong to do right. And there is something that is self-correcting when you do right. There's a Bible verse, Galatians 6:9, that says, "Do not become weary in well-doing." And then I love this promise, "For in due season you will reap if you faint not." I remember growing up in Baltimore, planting a seed and expecting it to come up overnight. You know, my mom had told me about planting. So I planted it on Tuesday and ran out on Wednesday morning. Okay, what's going on here? It doesn't work that way. You have to let the supernatural power of nature take its course, the rain to fall, the sunshine, the whole nine yards, and the season will come when you will reap. In one of my prayers that I prayed during a very divisive period, it was during an impeachment hearing, and I caught some flack from the right and the left, but I felt led to say, "Remind our lawmakers, you cannot make a fool of you, God, for you always reap what you sow." And that's a law in the universe. You know, Galatians 6:7, "Don't be deceived, you reap what you sow." So when you plant seeds of optimism, when you plant seeds of hope, when you plant seeds of good deeds, your harvest is coming, and no matter how long it takes, it's coming. Martin King put it this way in one of his speeches. He said, "We shall overcome," which is another way of saying the harvest is coming, because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome, in other words, the harvest is coming, because Carlyle was right, no lie can live forever. We shall overcome means the harvest is coming, because the Bible is right, you reap what you sow. And I believe that. Just keep planting, keep watering, the harvest is sure.
And that's very inspiration in itself. And again, I've heard that a lot from my dad growing up in church and being a believer. Just your inspirational words are just, and they're resonating. So thank you for sharing that. Chaplain Black, you recently released a new book, A Prayer for Our Country, Words to Inspire and Unite. Many people may be familiar with your previous books, but this was different in one notable way. It's a children's book. What was the motivation? What was the motivator behind making this book and specifically a children's book?
On January 6th, I was in the Capitol all day. And I arrived at 7 a.m. and I didn't leave until the next day at 5 a.m. And I went through that whole challenging attack on freedom. I was at an undisclosed location for quite a while. At the end of the day, the vice president, who is the president of the Senate, Vice President Pence, said, "I want you to close this whole proceeding with a prayer. And I want you to say whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to say." And I said, "Yes, sir." And that's how I prayed the prayer that I prayed to end the validation of the Electoral College votes. A editor from Zondervan, no doubt an insomniac, was watching in the wee hours of the morning and heard that prayer and said, "We need to teach our children to pray like that." Billy Graham once said, "We are one generation away from agnosticism. We don't teach our children about the mighty acts of God in our history. You know, they won't know about those. So teach them how to pray. Teach them how to make their voices heard in heaven," which is another one of my books. And so that Zondervan asked me to write this book. The artwork is wonderful. It's just won an award for the children's book. And it is teaching them how to pray for their country and leading them in learning how to talk to God on their own. So that was the purpose of it. And I'm so excited about it.
And fantastic. And thanks for sharing that, just that insight on January 6th and the conversations with Vice President Pence, and knowing that even the highest in government was still seeking God and seeking an answer. So thank you for sharing that. you dedicated this book to your mother. And in your book, From the Hood to the Hill, you recount many instances where your mother's strength and inspiring words were just a part of you. You are in many ways the embodiment of the American dream. So my question would be, for those who may not know your story, can you speak to that and the role that your mother played in helping you overcome unpromising beginnings?
My mother was the most amazing person I have ever met. And she was my number one cheerleader, as most moms are with their children. My mother gave my seven siblings and me 5 cents for every Bible verse we memorize. So my siblings and I know nearly every short Bible verse. If it's five words or less, to get the nickels, we pick the low-hanging fruit. Well, what my mom knew was that she was inoculating us from the toxicity and the pathology of the inner city neighborhood that I grew up in. We call it the hood because it wasn't very neighborly, okay? And then she dedicated herself to Christian education. So my siblings and I matriculated at Christian schools all the way through college. And she made the sacrifices necessary to make that happen. And I would encourage parents that the greatest investment you can make in your children is to teach them how to love God and love their neighbors. And I believe that when you do that, you are giving them something that's more valuable than silver and gold. Mm. And that's what my mom did.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. A rather notable individual was quoted in saying, "Chaplain Barry Black embodies the best of American spirit and the Christian tradition, a man of great erudition who has never forgotten his humble roots, a man of great faith who remains open to all wisdom with all people, a man of great seriousness who knows how to laugh. The Senate and the country are grateful for his service." These words were from then United States Senator and later President Barack Obama. So I would like to echo those words, Chaplain Black, those words particularly in your service to this country and to our Senate community. And as we close, do you have any final words you would like to leave with the listeners, the Senate community, and any words of wisdom, things that you would everyone to consider?
Well, I would leave as my words of encouragement, hopefully, to anyone who's listening now, a Bible passage in Matthew chapter 7:7-8. And it says, "Keep on asking and you will receive. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will open." But here's the part that really gets to me. And if I didn't know it was a sacred book, I'd say, well, that sounds like a little stretch to me. The eighth verse says, remember, Matthew 7:7-8, "For everyone who keeps on asking will receive." These are the words of Jesus Christ. "For everyone who keeps on asking will receive. For everyone who keeps on seeking will find. And for everyone who keeps on knocking, the door is going to open." If that does not make you want to persevere in doing right, see me. I have a PhD in psychology. I'll give you some counseling for free. That is an amazing promise that pretty much guarantees us that anything that we passionately pursue in faith, in a higher power, we will either get it or, as my life demonstrates, something better and probably more than even we imagine.
Well, Chaplain Black, thank you so much. And I've really enjoyed this. And again, being a believer and that connection there and just hearing the wisdom and that God has given you, and how you you touch lives at the highest parts of our government. And we really appreciate that. As the CEO of the United States Senate Federal Credit Union, we really appreciate your support and your membership. And thank you so much for sitting down with us today.
God bless you, Tim, and continue as a believer to make a difference in the lives of the tens of thousands of people you touch through the Senate Credit Union.
Appreciate it, sir. Yes, thank
God
you so much.
My honor.
All right.